You also mentioned people looking at possibly going back to some grain sorghum this year, which in some cases has been a while.
Grain sorghum, I think, is going to be driven by a couple of issues. One is the drought, and we also have a couple of ethanol plants that are looking at switching their production over to grain sorghum, and there's some economic advantages to them for that. So we anticipate a greater interest in grain sorghum. We've not done a whole lot in extension on that, and so we're trying to get ourselves up to speed and trying to provide just some basic cropping systems, agronomic information. A lot of that I think you'll be seeing in our CropWatch newsletter that extension provides. So we're re-educating ourselves on issues such as grain sorghum because we anticipate a greater need in that area.
Any particular areas of the state that are looking at that more strongly than others?
Well, the Abengoa folks in Ravenna have been planning a conversion, increasing the conversion to grain sorghum in that area, so we anticipate a demand that's going to be hard for us to meet with our current production. And I'm trying to think of the plant that's out in the southwest part of the state. It's not occurring to me right now, but interest also in southwest Nebraska in terms of growing grain sorghum for feeding into an ethanol plant. So I think we're going to see some interest from that aspect as well as from the dry conditions. Some of our faculty are telling me, and I'm no expert in this area, but they're telling me that grain sorghum is very efficient about using water for producing grain up to that 90-100 bushel per acre. If we've got enough moisture, that's going to carry a crop beyond that. Corn probably makes a lot more sense in dryland conditions, but if we're going to be below that, grain sorghum may make a lot of sense in many circumstances.